is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My name is Bailey Johnson, a senior cheerleader at Bakken's High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Bakken's Trojans. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And welcome once again, everybody, to ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from here at Pickwell High School for the final time tonight. Bodkins against Covington. The Bodkins Trojans come into this game with an overall mark this year of 8 wins, 14 defeats. Coming off a nice triumph late in the campaign against New Bremen. A 65-64 win at home earlier this week, February 15th. A buzzer beater from the corner by the post player, Chad Bergman, for Bodkins to pull that game out of the fire. And Coach Brett Meyer's team is hoping to ride that wave of momentum into this first-round tourney game here tonight against Covington. The Covington Buccaneers come into this contest this evening with an overall mark of 9-13, a 6-6 finish in the Cross County Conference. Some big wins for Covington this year. Overtime against Twin Valley South, a victory against New Bremen, one over Franklin Monroe. We saw the Jets play Fort Loramie late in the regular season. Covington led by Jordan Machino, 18 points a game, 10 rebounds a game, averaging a double-double. And right behind him in scoring for the Covington Bucks is Trevor Miller. He's at about 11 or 12 per game on the year. Meanwhile, Bodkins, Chad Bergman, he gets it done inside and out. He's really dangerous in the middle of the paint. Nearly 15 points a game. The brother of Sarah, the outstanding sophomore on the girls team, Chuck, whom we saw play very well in the girls sectional tourney in Sydney. Eric Grevy, 11 points a game. Cameron Flora, 9 points a game. Luke Bergman, 6. Luke is also a member of that same family, Sarah, Chad, and Luke Bergman. Luke, a junior, Chad, a senior. We'll see zone tonight from Covington, I bet. It kind of rubs off on that Cross County Conference for Miami East because the Vikings play it so much. Covington will zone. It'll be imperative for Bodkins to somehow make a few outside shots to kind of loosen up this Buccaneers D.
Yeah, Covington's played zone for as long as I can remember, all the way back in the Bob Huelsman days. Yeah, Matt Pond was a disciple of Bob Huelsman, and sometimes you get good at something and you just like to stick with it, and that's what they do. I think Bodkins tonight, you know, Bergman's going to get his. They got to get some help on the outside, and they got to play good defense, and they got to try to keep Machino from getting above his average.
Yeah, he is so active, very difficult to corral. Is Machino of Covington,
it will be important for Botkins to keep an eye on him because he can throw 20-some at you real quick. He's that kind of a player. If he catches fire and you don't stop his drive, look out. He can be very, very dangerous. Yeah. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass and Clayton Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, plus a new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Covington Buccaneers, the road team on the scoreboard, wearing black from top to bottom, and off white, light gray numerals with the name Covington spread across the chest. Black and Trojans in the home white, black numbers outlined in gold. Botkin starting five being introduced at the moment, Aaron Fullenkamp, a senior guard. Aaron, 5 feet, 9 inches tall. He's joined by Eric Grevy at a wing. Grevy at 6'1". Cameron Flora also in the opening five. Cameron stands at 6'1". And Nolan Grevy gets the start tonight. Nolan is a senior. He's out there wearing number 30. He's a 6'2" senior. And Chad Bergman in the middle. Chad goes about 6'7". He's a senior, just about 15 points a game. For Covington, Jace Pond opens up, a 5'7 junior guard. Jordan Machino, 18 a game, as I noted, 6'2 and a senior. Trevor Miller, at about a dozen a game, 6'3 junior. Nathan Bly, a junior, 6 feet tall. And Tristan Sowers at the post, 6'4 junior, rounding out the starting five for the Covington Buccaneers, who take the opening tip to start the game. Covington moving from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. It's Nathan Bly throwing down inside to Sowers. Sowers half hook shot, no good. Rebound Covington back on the arc to Machino. And then Machino retreats to near center circle. It looks like Eric Grevy guarding Machino here at the start. Here's a shot fake by Covington's Tristan Sowers on the arc, takes it to the cup. Deflected away, but Bergman and Botkins, here come the Trojans to our left. No score, 50 seconds gone. Outside the arc, high left, it goes on the play to Nolan Grevy. Ball fed to Eric. Eric lobs for Bergman right to a Covington player in the paint. Machino down, quick jumper, deep left corner, no off the back brace. But the board is taken down by Covington. Another three try by the Buccaneers. This one by Pond. It's no good. And Botkins has got it. Here comes Botkins running the floor. Well done. Zooming to the basket goes Nolan Grevy. And he draws a two-shot foul. Good explosion to the cup by Nolan Grevy. More like a runaway locomotive, Chuck. He caught that ball at midcourt. He was not going to be stopped. A minute and 11 seconds played. Free throw by Nolan Grevy. Good. 1-0 in favor of Botkins. Second free one upcoming. Bounds off the flange. Kicks to the near side. Comes away to Covington. Here come the Buccaneers. Machino up the floor. Gives it a baseline left to a teammate. Oh, what a reverse layup. Good. Outstanding play by Trevor Miller. Nifty cut to the rim by him. Used the iron to help his defense of a Botkins player. Fine reverse shot by Miller. First field goal of the contest. 2-1. Covington takes the lead. Uh-oh, here is Eric Grevy falling down in the lane. Knocked to the deck by a Covington player. But a good throw to the low block to Bergman. And Chad spots up for an easy four-footer to give Botkins the lead. 3-2. 2 minutes played here in the first quarter. Covington with the ball between the circles. It's Jace Pond. Starts to drive on Fullenkamp and stops. Gives it up in the right corner to Trevor Miller. Foul line, it goes on the play to Sowers. Back to Trevor Miller, who darts right down the middle of the floor and makes a little teardrop right in front. Nicely done.
He's gotten to the rim twice now.
Trevor Miller, two field goals, 4-3 in favor of Covington. Setting up, shooting the three for Botkins. Long jump shot, no good off the back brace. Too hard, but Cameron Floor, Covington yanks it down off the glass. Here comes Tristan Sowers. Down the right side, gives it up to Jace Pond. Out high to Machino. Machino throws into the post. Bergman on the takeaway. Long lead out like a forward pass to a wide receiver. All the way to the rim goes Eric Reavy. Blocked at the basket. Athletic play by Machino. Covington back the other direction. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. 4-3 in favor of Covington. Jace Pond baseline. Goes beneath the basket. Flips it to Trevor Miller in the corner. 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Botkins. Trojans off and running, a foul on Covington. 4:53 to go, first quarter. 4-3 in favor of Covington over Botkins. Botkins Trojans up over the timeline. It goes to Aaron Fullenkamp. Whips it near side on the play to Cameron Floor. Into big Chad Bergman. He maneuvers. Might have gotten away with a walk. Good spin move. Got it. Chad Bergman. A nice dance steps in the lane. 5-4. Botkins up one. Here is Jace Pond at midcourt being hounded by Fullenkamp. Gives it up to Machino. Jumping and shooting the three. Way short. Missed everything. Rebound down to Botkins. Taken by Nolan Grieve. Up the floor to Cameron Flora. Lobbed into Chad Bergman. Dropped it. Ooh, he took a shove in the middle of the back from a Covington player.
So Austin Miller.
That's Miller's first. Covington's third so far in this game.
Yep.
Here's Botkins inbounding low on the right. Little five-footer put up no good by Nolan Grieve. Smacked out of bounds by Botkins. It will be Covington's ball. 5-4 Botkins. 4:09 to go here in the first quarter of play. Machino yet to tally a point for Covington, averaging 18 points, 10 rebounds a game. Machino gives it up top of the circle, and he throws it away. Tried to flip it near right side for a teammate, Tristan Sowers. Botkins broke it up, and then Botkins zipped down the floor. Botkins with a miscue, out of bounds, right back to Covington. Substitutions. Luke Bergman is in now. Luke Bergman, 6 foot junior guard on the court now for the Trojans. Covington with the ball outside the arc straight away. It goes on the play to Nathan Bly. Bly swings to Machino. Machino, 25 feet out, gives to Miller. Ball flipped into the far left corner. Bly's got it. Pretty good defense here by Botkins. 3:17 to go, first quarter. Covington is thwarted momentarily. Oh, almost a walk. Could have been called against Nathan Bly at the end of the key. Back to Miller. Miller hands off on the play to Kenny Atkinson, is checked in now. 6'3 junior forward. Here's Covington bobbling the ball on the baseline. It is out of bounds off Miller. Botkins ball, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. 5-4 in favor of the Trojans. Head coach Brett Meyer down to her right. Always does a fine job. Chuck, it seems like about every other year, Botkins is a major surprise in this sectional tournament. Oh, here's a hustle play by Botkins right in front of us to save, but it goes right inbounds to a Covington player. Dipsy do shot down the lane. No good by Machino, but he attracts a two-shot foul with 2:39 left to go in the first quarter. And Botkins up a point, 5-4. We've been stuck at 5-4 for 2 minutes. Free throw, Machino, two shots. It is short, no good. Substitution for Covington. Jace Pond comes off. And Jeff Murphy, 5'7 sophomore, in for the 5'7 junior Pond. Second free throw, Machino. Got it. Tied up at 5. Botkins up ahead. Fullenkamp over the timeline. Veers off to the left. Gives it to Luke Bergman. Swings to the foul circle. Back out on top it goes on the play to Flora, to Luke Bergman, near side Fullenkamp, to Bergman in the lane. It's Luke.
goes up and under, made a short shot, more difficult, couldn't get it to go. Rebound came off to Covington. Here's Machino, throws a bullet pass into the lane. It's deflected back out of the arc to Miller. Bombs away, three-pointer, got it. Lucky break for Covington. Errant pass deflected right to Miller, who pumped home the three. Here is Chad Bergman, foul line. Good look down inside to Fullenkamp, who made the twisting shot below the rim. 8-7, our score in favor of Covington. A minute 44 to go here in the first quarter. Miller on the arc for Covington. Raked away by Fullenkamp. Loose at midcourt. Goes in the backcourt. Who's got it? Covington with the ball. A white shirt. No, it's Botkins has it. Fullenkamp came out of the pile with it. And then Covington knocked it out of bounds. That was a frenzied play.
That was a great hustle play by Fullenkamp that time.
Sure was. Minute 32 to go in the first quarter. 8-7 in favor of Covington. Fullenkamp inbounding right of the rim. Looks right corner to Cameron Flora. On top, Luke Bergman for a triple. Banged off the back rim, no good. Long rebound, right back to Botkins. Luke's got it. Flora, right wing, shoots a three, short. Rebound, Covington. 8-7, Covington leads. Midcourt, Murphy, left side, Miller. Miller looks for help. Comes to Machino on top. Machino deals on the play to Bly. Right back to Machino, top of the circle. 25 feet away, Bly hangs on. 56 seconds to go, first quarter. Covington leads by 1-8-7. The ball thrown into the paint, flashing into the middle. Atkinson didn't shoot. Had a makeable 10-footer, fed it right back outside. 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's a bad pass by Covington. Far side of the court. Miller gets it before going out of bounds. Might have walked. Restarts the attack. Gives it to Murphy. Murphy to Bly. Into the lane, then right back to Bly. Twisting, might have gotten away with a walk. Then fed to the cutter. Ball thrown to Atkinson, foul line. 16-foot J, got it. 17 seconds to go, first quarter. Botkins down three. But Covington worked long and hard for that.
That wasn't very artistic, but they got 2 points out of it.
Eric Grevy in the corner for Botkins. 5 seconds to go. Now Chad Bergman to Flora. 1 second left. Three on the way at the buzzer by Botkins. Good if it goes. It is no good. Luke Bergman left it short. First quarter finishes. Covington 10, Botkins 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
Thank you so much to one of our new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Sydney Car Care, located on 4th Avenue in Sydney. High quality car repair service provided there by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves. Over 40 years of outstanding workmanship servicing automobiles and trucks, cars of all kinds. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves. Drop into Sydney Car Care on 4th Avenue at 1080 4th between the drive-in and the hospital in Sydney. Prompt service, high-quality workmanship, very honest with you. Todd and Corey will tell you exactly what your car needs and no more. Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. Sydney Car Care in Sydney. Open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Here's a missed shot by Covington to start the second quarter. And look at Botkins going to run out the other way. Driving way up Eric Grevy. He's got it. That's the way the Trojans begin play in period number two. 10-9, Covington in the lead by one after being up 10-7 after a quarter. Covington's got the ball 25 feet out. Jace Pond, top of the key, left side pass to Machino. Trojans have done a pretty nice job on Machino here, Chuck.
Well, last time down, they got a hand in his face, and he shot his three way short.
Pond, left side. Here's a fadeaway shot in the lane to Sowers. 14-footer, good. Tristan Sowers jacked one up, knocked it down. Tallest player on the floor for Covington. 12-9 in favor of the Buccaneers. Sowers in the middle, goes 6-4. Here's a three try. Luke Bergman, Botkins off to the right, no good. Rebound by Covington. It will be imperative for Botkins to make some outside shots against this Covington zone. 12-9 Buccaneers. Here's Machino driving to the right side of the lane. Awkward shot. Good D by Botkins. Shot no good. Trojans come away with it. Down the floor, Follenkamp. Gives it up to Nolan Greavy. Starts to drive into the paint. Little looper, left it short. Rebounded by Covington. 2 minutes gone, second quarter, 12-9, Buccaneers lead. Here's Jace Pond, finding an open player down low on the right. It's Bly. Missed it, no good. Hung on the rim from point-blank range. Rebound, Follenkamp of Botkins. Gives it up down the floor to Eric Greavy in the right corner. Back to Follenkamp, holding down inside, committed by Covington. Team foul four in the Buccaneers. Botkins has played hard-nosed defense, Chuck. He's picked up just one foul.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of playing defense with their feet and not their hands.
Baseline, right of the rim. Oh, good entry by Follenkamp. He's got Chad Bergman all alone. Bank shot. A gimme, a cripple from 3 feet away. 12-11. Covington's lead trimmed to one. 25 feet out. It is Pond. Tries to go baseline. Good defense by Botkins. Fine overplay. Knocked free from Machino. Touch last by Machino. Botkins possession. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. You sense maybe Botkins trying to grab some momentum right now. 30 feet out, it's Cameron Flora. Cross court, Follenkamp. In the lane, Chad Bergman. Hop, step, and a jump. Left it short. Loose ball. Covington couldn't handle. Bergman got it back. No in the paint. Again, Chad short. Rebounded by Covington. Bergman, two gimmies. Neither one would go down. 30 feet out. Murphy's got the ball for Covington. To Sowers on the arc. Here's Pond. Shake and bake move. Top of the circle. Right wing Miller lets it fly. 24-footer. Bingo! He's got it. Trevor Miller.
He's got 10.
Whew. Second leading scorer on the team. Approaching his average already for Covington. 15-11. Buccaneers lead. Botkins pitches the ball into the corner. Covington gets a piece of it. Inbounding left to the rim by Follenkamp of Botkins with 4:39 to go here in the first. Substitution for Covington. Coming off is Machino. He's worked awful hard. Not a lot to show for it. Zach Parrott, 6'3 sophomore in. Intercepted pass by Covington. Look out. Here's Pond streaking the other way. Driving layup. Good. It hangs on the rim and goes in. Botkins got to get a timeout. 17-11 Covington, 4:25 to go here in the first half of this game. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Here is Botkins returning to the floor after the timeout. The ball goes directly to the post. Nice half hook shot from 8 feet out by Chad Bergman. He buries it, and it's 17-13 in favor of Covington. Covington had gone up a six with 4 minutes to play in the first half. It's now a four-point game. Here's Covington, 25 feet out, baseline left to Bly. Makes a wraparound pass in the lane to a teammate, Atkinson, and a hooking foul against Botkins. Good call. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville. That's right, all kinds of high-tech computer solutions for your business. As I said, PC and network repair, upgrades, custom builds, data transfer, and more. High-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Up after the foul on Botkins, Covington missed a long three-pointer. Botkins got the rebound, hustled down the floor, common foul on the Buccaneers. And with 3:34 to go in the second quarter, Botkins will inbound to the right of the basket, trailing 17-13. Fullenkamp trying to find a teammate, wants to go to Bergman at the post, can't. Feeds behind him on the plate, Eric Grevy. Now to Fullenkamp, who runs the show between the circles. Here's a near steal by Pond. Corralled on the play by Jacob Roberts of Botkins. Now it is stolen on the play by Covington. And it's Jacob Roberts down the floor all the way to the rim. It's a foul on Botkins. Two shots. That one, Chuck, mighty close to intentional, because looked like the Botkins defender was trailing the play and grabbed the left and right side of the ball handler. Couldn't get the angle to reach around and make a swipe at the ball. Just kind of held him, kept him from making the layup. Botkins perhaps dodging a bullet right there. A two-shot foul only for Pond of Covington. He missed the first. No good, short. Second shot by Pond. It's no good. And look at Bergman go high to get the rebound. But Covington stole it away. Machino down inside. Scores! Oh, Chad simply couldn't clutch it. That Machino for Covington is a player with a lot of know-how and savvy, and he spiked it free from Bergman and got the layup. 19-13. Covington leads by six. Three to play, second quarter. Here's Chad Bergman going baseline right. A lot of congestion, overshoots. Rebound Covington. Machino down the floor. Gives it up right corner. Goes out back to Bly. Covington trying to build on a six-point lead here. 2:43 in the half. Pond 25 feet away. Throws it right side to a teammate, Miller. Miller to Sowers. Back to Miller in the paint. Double dribble. Good call by the referee. Adam Layfeld now in for Covington, a 5'11 junior guard. Botkins needs a basket. Here's Fullenkamp straight away. Gives it up to teammate Eric Grevy. Starts in the lane. Open shooter, left corner, Cameron Flora. No good, it's short. Botkins cannot buy one from outside. Here's Covington driving, two-on-one break. Machino down the floor, leaves it for a teammate, Layfeld, hits it, 7 foot of a Layfeld. Botkins fans wanted a travel call, no whistle, fast break goal by the Buccaneers, who lead 21-13 late in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
forever. I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Well, the county's all-second team member, Chad Bergman's had a pretty good game for Bodkins, but he needs help. Minute 50 left to go in the first half. 21-13 Covington. Bodkins with the ball deep in the far corner. Covington over guarding, foul called on the Buccaneers, the team's sixth. A minute 44 to play until halftime. 8-point lead, Covington. Frohlin camp to inbound, right of the hoop. Goes to Flora in the corner, starts a drive. There's a good move. Dancing through the lane. Flora hits it. Little half hook teardrop in front. Nice bolt to the basket by Cameron Flora, the senior forward. 21-15 in favor of Covington. Here's Machino weaving into the lane. Flips it out back to Pond. He guns a three. No good in and out. Long rebound to Bly of Covington. Minute 16 to go. Bly sets the attack. Goes to Layfeld, 20 feet out. Right side pass goes to Bly. Spin move. Hook shot on the go. No good. Rebound volleyball to midcourt. Again, Covington recovers. 1 minute left. Second quarter. 6-point lead, Buccaneers. Far left wing. Atkinson with the ball for Covington to the foul stripe. Gives it up out back to Trevor Miller. Now to Nathan Bly. 20 feet away, Machino. 42 seconds to go, second quarter. Bodkins behind the six. Covington very patient on this offensive set. Left side pass, Atkinson. Top of the key, gives it up on the play to Bly. Baseline right, Machino, fadeaway short. Good defense. Here comes Bodkins. Flora guarding down the floor, all the way to the rack. Two-shot foul. Cameron Flora was determined. He took that ball the last 40 feet. He earns a couple free throws. Bodkins needs these. Only 3 fouls on Bodkins in the entire game. Two free throws here for Flora for Bodkins. First shot's in the air. Swish. 21-16. Covington's lead is 5. Substitutions for Covington. Zach Parrott back in. Parrott and Atkinson, along with Sowers and Miller and Pond. Second shot, but Flora in and out. No good, tough break. Rebound Parrott of Covington. Buccaneers will play for one. Ball dribbled by Bly to midcourt, up and over it. 12 seconds to go. Bly guarded 30 feet out by Nolan Grevy, and the ball is kicked on the play by Bodkins. Bodkins can commit a foul if it's a non-shooting foul, a common foul, to stop Covington penetration. Might not be a bad idea to do it if Covington starts a move toward the hoop. Here's Pond, 25 feet out, throws it away for Machino in the corner. And now Bodkins, with 5 seconds to go, Chuck's got an opportunity. Down by 5 points, 21-16, into the second quarter. 5 ticks remain. No pressure from Covington. They sag back in the zone. And now the coaching staff for the Buccaneers says inch up the floor, provide a little resistance, three-quarter court style. Getting set to inbound is Fullenkamp for Bodkins at the far end. Up the floor to Flora. 4 seconds to go. Florida fumbled it. Got it back. A second remaining. A long heave. No good. He tried to throw it to Luke Bergman. Low in the right. Had Luke caught it and scored, it would have been late. Very low scoring first half. Covington zone defense limiting Bodkins from the outside. Chad Bergman shaken free on the interior. That's about it for Bodkins, which has been stymied to 16 points in the first 2 quarters of play. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our array of underwriting sponsors, including Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed,
in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program. Finish in 2 years. Go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Fresh is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Chuck, you've got the halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 21-16, Botkins down 5.
Well, rebounding, 17-13 advantage for the Buccaneers. Each team has 4 offensive rebounds. Covington turned it 7 times. Botkins turned it 6 times. Trojans 2-4 from the free throw line. Covington 1-4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring has been Trevor Miller, who has been the show for Covington. He's got 10. And then you drop down to 3 from Machino, and then 2 each from Pond and Atkinson and Lefeld and Sowers. They scored 10 and 11, 21 for the first half. Botkins led by Chad Bergman with 8. They got 4 from Eric Grevy, 3 from Flora, a free throw from Nolan Grevy. They scored 7 and 9. They trailed 21-16 at the half.
Now Chad is on his way to getting his per-game average, which is about 15 per contest, but he needs help from his role players. He's got to get double figures from a couple other people.
Yeah, right now, they're offensively, they're pretty stagnant. I mean, 16 points for a half, not very good. They did a good job of defensively to keep Machino down to 3, but they got to find Miller, because Miller, the 6'3 junior, had a pretty good first half.
Botkins unofficially checked, but my count has missed 9 three-pointers, zip for 9.
Yeah, they have not made one yet, but they've been taking them. They're just not making them.
Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 21-16, Covington over Botkins. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Piqua High School. It's the third game of 3, the opening round of the Piqua Boys Division IV tournament concludes with this game here tonight. Earlier this evening, Jackson Center and Triad were victorious. Triad advancing on to a round 2 game on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock versus Fairlawn. And the winner of this game will meet Jackson Center 7:30 on Wednesday night. Our Tuesday pairings are all set up, Chuck. We've got Rushi Lehman Catholic in the opener on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley in game 2, 7:30 on Tuesday.
That second game could be a very good basketball game.
Indeed. Our student athlete spotlight segment, as always, brought to you by LaCalle Equipment at Jackson Center. promoting student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast over 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight Bodkins Trojan seniors, young men who will be missed, outstanding students in the classroom, very good players on the court. A number of Bodkins seniors on this roster: Ryan Egbert, Aaron Fullenkamp, Jacob Roberts, Eric Grevy, Cameron Flora, Nolan Grevy, and Chad Bergman, all seniors. They'll graduate for Bodkins. Outstanding students, fine players on the floor. They are highlighted here tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We are about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Fans coming by here at the Scores table and at Media Row here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym saying hello to us. There's Pickwa High School Athletic Director Chip Hare at midcourt. Both teams have returned to the floor. Bodkins Trojans need to start making some shots from the perimeter. Down 21-16 to Covington here at the halftime break. A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Because of Francis Schulze and other strong and healthy employers in the area, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school and academic, or I should say high school academic and athletic programs, which are also promoted by scoresbroadcast.com. On the web is Francis Schulze at francisschulze.com, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E, francisschulze.com. A fine distributor of many high-quality building products, such as Superior aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and Masonite. The company's commitment to quality products makes Francis Schulze a top choice for building dealers. We're about a minute away from the start of the third quarter. Bodkins behind by 5, 21-16. Fort Laramie girls advanced today. Jackson Center girls as well. District action all set for Tippecanoe next Saturday at 11 or 1. Jackson Center plays Tri-Village. Official game time set, no doubt, tomorrow. We believe Fort Laramie will play at 3 against Cincinnati Country Day. That's Division 4 district girls games next Saturday at Tippecanoe. Primary Eye Care Associates in Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. New location for Primary Eye Care in Fort Laramie is now at 700 East Park. That's at the corner of 705 and Dawson Road, right across from Tom and Jerry's electric, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Actual address, 700 East Park. Primary Eye Care in Fort Laramie, no longer 20 South Main. Primary Eye Care is on the web at primaryeyecare.org. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care, and they will take care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Primary Eye Care accepting new patients, accepting most insurance coverages. Open weeknights and Saturday mornings. Primary Eye Care. Here we go. We start the second half. Botkins darned and determined to get the ball down low to Chad Bergman. It's a good entry. 20 feet away from the basket by Aaron Fullenkamp as he threw a dart into Chad Bergman, who turned and banked in a seven-footer to make it 21-18 now. Botkins within three. Here's Jace Pond, top of the circle for Covington. Outside the arc on the right, it goes to Miller. Miller goes near side to Pond. He looks inside for Sowers, comes back to Miller. How many points for Machino again for Covington, Chuck?
Machino has three.
Leads the team in scoring. 18 points, 10 rebounds. Interception. Nice play. Botkins driving layup. Other direction. Eric Grevy. No, but a foul against Covington. Eric Grevy, Chuck, has made two or three mad dashes. Two-thirds the length of the floor to the rim. He's got two foul shots coming. An opportunity to draw Botkins within one. Free throw up, and it is good. Eric Grevy hits, 21-19. Covington's lead is two. Covington once led 21-13. That came with about 3 minutes to go in the first half. It's now 21-20. Seven straight points by Botkins, overlapping the second and third quarters. A minute gone, second half. Covington breaks pressure. Gets it up the floor to Bly. Bounce pass low to the right to Sowers. Might have walked. Little fadeaway 10-footer. It circled. The iron came off. Rebound off Botkins, out of bounds. Is it my imagination or does Sowers, number 32 for Covington, shuffle a little bit when he gets the ball?
He does tend to, when he faces up, move both his feet.
Bly, the playmaker for Covington, left of the basket. Minute five gone, third quarter. 1 point lead, Covington. Ball thrown to Miller, 25 feet away, now to Pond. Pond jacks up a three, no good off the back iron. Rebound volleyballed by Bergman to Flora. Botkins can take the lead, down to Fullenkamp. Gives it off to Eric Grevy, driving, shooting his own. It is good! Eric Grevy sparking Botkins to a 1 point lead, 22-21. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Here is Pond outside the arc to Bly for Covington, picked up by Fullenkamp. Is Botkins in the zone now?
They're playing a 1-2-2. They change it up, start the third quarter.
Deep in the left corner with the ball, Machino to Sowers in the post. Back to Machino in the corner. He chucks up a three. He's got it. Machino's second field goal of the game. A triple. 24-22. Covington back on top. Down low to Bergman for Botkins. Raked away by Covington and stolen. Here comes Bly down the floor. Pulls up deep in the left corner. Botkins gets a fist on it and hammers the ball out of bounds. Buccaneers inbounding. Looks like Botkins has changed out back into a man. Deep in the right corner, Machino being pressured by Fullenkamp. Cross-court pass goes on the way to Pond. Pond down inside to Sowers. Missed the five-footer. Good D from Bergman, who snared the rebound. Look at Eric Grevy go. Driving down the floor. Did he walk or was he tripped? Foul on Covington. Botkins might have gotten a break.
Yeah, I think so.
.536 to go, third quarter, 24-22 Covington. Fullenkamp inbounding right of the basket. Machino guarding in the corner to Flora. Flora hangs on, skips it cross court. Shot fake by Eric Grevy, darts into the lane. Missed it, no good. Got the rebound back. Nolan Grevy, 2 points. We're tied at 24. The Grevys giving Botkins a lift here in the third period. 5:18 left. 24-24 tie. Here's Bly, 30 feet out for Covington. Dribbles around one man, two men. All the way to the rack. Rim the shot. Rebound, Bergman. It's on the floor. Picked up by Covington. No. Hook shot. Good. Nice job on the inside by Miller. He would not be stopped. Good second, third effort by Covington. 26-24 Buccaneers. Cross-court pass, Fullenkamp into the lane to Chad Bergman. Stripped from behind by Covington, and then Botkins dives
at the feet of a Buccaneer player. That's a foul. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Botkins led briefly by a point at 22-21 with 6.5 left in this quarter. Covington's back up by a pair, 26-24. Buccaneers to midcourt. It's Bly. Guarded by Nolan Grevy. Fullenkamp now on Pond. 16-footer behind the foul line. Missed it long. No good. Strong rebound by Bergman. Chad's got the board for Botkins. Up the floor to Fullenkamp. Pulls up on the arc. Gives it right corner to Eric Grevy. Reverse layup. Yes! What a play, Eric Grevy. Giving the Trojans a huge lift.
He's come out here in the third quarter on fire.
Back into his zone is Botkins. Changing up defenses as head coach Brett Meyer in the third quarter.
Well, you better find Machino, because the last time they played zone, he got a good look out of the corner.
Yeah, he did. Ball knocked out of bounds. Left corner of the floor by Eric Grevy of Botkins. 26-26 tie. Covington led a little beyond the midway point of the second quarter, 21-13. So Botkins has rallied. Botkins on a 13-5 spurt. 3:50 left to go, third quarter. Bly, 20 feet away, goes to Pond. Left corner, Machino. Looks for Miller in the post or Sowers. No one home. Pond fakes the three. Back to Bly. Starts to drive. Right of the lane. Goes beneath the rim. Little hook shot right in front. Good to Sowers. Good feed off. Bly to Sowers. 2-point lead, Covington. Inside the arc, right wing. It's Eric Grevy. Eric goes to the basket. Tries to make another fantastic play. Foul called on Covington. Eric Grevy's really got a nose for the basket.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he got to the rim that time. It almost went in.
3:19 to go here in the third quarter. And Covington, Chuck, takes a timeout. 28-26. Botkins down two on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Web check over five first-rounders here at Piqua. This has turned into a heck of a game, an even Steven matchup. It's going to go right down to the last minute. 2-point lead right now for Covington over Botkins. 3:19 left in the third.
I think it's going to be the first one under 20.
Yeah, we've had four blowouts, that's for sure. What was that, the Triad Riverside final? It was 18 with a minute left.
18, I think. 18 to 20. It was ugly.
Here is Botkins trying to tie or take the lead. Cameron Floor inside to Bergman. Hook shot right in front. Missed it, no good. Strong rebound, foul, Covington. Chad Bergman going to work on the interior. Boy, it looks to me like, Chuck, that Botkins ought to be able to get the ball to Bergman, if not 5 or 6 feet away, 8 or 9 feet away. Bergman strong on the foul shot, no good. Covington simply hanging on Chad when he gets the ball. Fouls have got to be called. Second free throw for Bergman. 3:01 remaining in the third quarter. Botkins down two. Bergman with three dribbles, bends the knee, shots away, and he pots that one right in. 28-27, Covington up one. 2:55 to go, third quarter. Nathan Bly at midcourt for the Buccaneers. Dribbles off to the right. Against Nolan Grevy. Reversing back outside, Machino. Machino winds up the offense. Goes into the right corner to Atkinson. Atkinson is stymied. Gives to Machino. Left hand dribble through the paint. Dropped it. Picked it up.
Open doesn't take it. Gives to Atkinson. Turnaround bank shot. Good. 8-footer outside the right of the lane. Machino passed up an easier one. More challenging shot was made by Atkinson. Covington to three. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Botkins with the ball, far left side. It's Luke Bergman on top to Flora. Out of Chad, foul line, one dribble, down the paint, puts it up, no good, foul, Covington. Buccaneers have no choice when Bergman gets it within 8 or 9 feet to give up the short shot, a clean one, or foul him hard enough so he can't make it.
They got grabbed his arm that time. He couldn't even get the shot off.
Free throw, Chad, yes. 30 to 28, Covington by two. 2:12 to go, third quarter. Second shot here for Chad Bergman. Up and in. He makes 3 out of 4 in the last half minute. And Bodkins is back within one. 30 to 29. Just over 2 to play in the third quarter. Excellent game here tonight at Pickwa High School's Garvey Gym on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's Nathan Bly darting down the lane for Covington. Throwing it up toward the rim. It is too hard. No good. Rebounded by Bodkins, but the Trojans throw it away. Intercepted by Covington. Pond back on the attack. Haste makes waste. Straight away with the ball. Machino, left side to Pond. What a job by Botkins on Machino. He's got only 2 buckets. Down low in the left, it's Miller with an angle bank shot. Makes it. Nicely done by Trevor Miller. He's really sparkled for Covington.
Which is the difference right now. He got 14.
Exactly. Covington back on top of 3. Baseline left. Good play by Botkins. Down inside to Chad Bergman. Up strong with the left hand. He's got 2 more. Boy, 2 crisp passes by Botkins. Led to the short shot by Bergman. 32-31 Covington. Minute to go. Third quarter. Atkinson right corner. Poked away. Nice steal by Nolan Grevy to Bergman. Back to Nolan. Driving layup. No good. Rebound Flora. Got it. He's got it. Botkins takes the lead by 1. 33-32. Trojans. 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Deep in the right side. It is Machino. Goes baseline. Throws it cross court. Out of bounds. Botkins ball. Machino, 18 points per game, 10 rebounds per game. He has been stifled by Botkins. You can tell he is frustrated.
He is.
With 38.6 to go in the third quarter, Botkins on top, now by 1, 33-32. Dynamite third quarter turned in by Eric and Nolan Grevy for Botkins. Flora has really hustled. Chad Bergman has been a blockbuster in the paint. Botkins now will play for 1, trying to push the lead to 3 or 4 at the quarter's conclusion. Down to 11 seconds to go. Fulham Camp 30 feet away. Gives it up to Luke Bergman. Luke on the arc. Left side pass. It goes to Flora. Around the Covington player. All the way to the rack. He's got it. Hit the buzzer. Oh, what a heck of a driving layup by Cameron Flora as Chad Bergman screened off a couple Buccaneers and gave Flora the lane he needed to the hoop. He beat the buzzer with a second left. Botkins up 3, 35-32 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Botkins up three to start the fourth.
They had a great quarter. They outscored them 19-11. And we just got word that Anna has won their sectional game 51-50 over Northwestern.
What a thriller. Anna Girls knocked out earlier today by Miami East in Division III title action at Franklin Monroe, 53-46 Miami East. But the boys triumphant tonight over Northwestern by a scant point. 10 seconds gone. Fourth quarter, Machino whirling, twirling down the lane. He is darned and determined to get to the rim to start the fourth quarter. Having been held in check so far tonight, he draws a two-shot foul right here. Only two buckets in the game for Machino. 18 points per contest on the year, 10 rebounds. Free throw Machino, it is good. 35-33, Botkins by two. Chuck, according to my notes, with about 2:58 to play, second quarter, Covington led 21-13 until that free throw by Machino. He missed the second. Uh-oh, Miller got the rebound and stuck it in. Bergman went up, came down while the ball was still bouncing around on the iron, and it's a tie game at 35. 7:30 to go here in the fourth. Now, before those 3 points by Covington, Botkins had been on a tear, a 23-11 run by Botkins over a one-quarter-plus stretch. Here's a baseline leaner, short jump shot, no good to Luke Bergman at Botkins, and Covington's got the rebound and a chance to regain the lead. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Bly starts to drive, baseline left, Miller. Oh, look at Miller go to work. There's a formidable move by Trevor Miller. He's just not going to be slowed down tonight. What a goal by him. A couple players for Botkins hammered him on the arm. Foul was called. Somehow, Chucky still made it.
He's got 18 points. He's been terrific.
Trevor Miller putting on a show tonight for the Covington Buccaneers, who are back on top of two. And he's got the three-point play. Six straight points by Covington to lead this game. 38-35, 7:01 left in the fourth. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, band gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Here we go, the final 7 minutes from Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Botkins had sneaked ahead 35-32 at the end of the third quarter, but the first half dozen points in the fourth netted by Covington. They get the first six to creep ahead by three, and here's Botkins working hard right side of the floor to the left into the post to Bergman. And he is nailed from behind by Covington while shooting, and he's got two. Again, if Chad touches it, Chuck, Covington's got no answer.
No, they either he's going to score or they're going to foul him.
Free throw, Bergman swish.
He's got 16.
And he's a very polished free throw shooter. Open stance, feet spread apart, bends the knees. Gets his legs into that free throw, up and in. He makes two, 38-37. Covington by one, 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Pond outside the arc. Gives it up straight away to Bly. Left side pass to Sowers. Sowers on the bounce, cuts through the lane. Little running one-hander up and in over Chad Bergman. 6'4", Tristan Sowers. That's a goal, 40-37. Covington by three. Sooner or later, Chuck, Botkins is going to have to make a long-distance outside jumper.
Yeah, they're going to have to make something.
No threes on the night yet for Botkins. Here's one. It is Luke Bergman, no good. Hit the back iron. Rebound, foul line, Botkins. Right down the lane, up and under, two-shot foul. Neatly done by Eric Grevy. He snared that rebound way out on the floor, and his first thought was to give it up to a player on the wing. He turned, faced the basket, and the seas had parted right in front.
Yep. Well, the leading scorer tonight for Covington, Miller, just picked up his fourth.
Four fouls on Trevor Miller. If I'm Botkins, I would attack him. Free throw, no good by Botkins. Second one for Eric Grevy upcoming. 40-37 Covington. Still 6:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second shot, Grevy, Botkins, arches it, front rim, backboard, front rim, hangs, and goes into the twine. 40-38, one of two free throws for the Trojans. They're down two. 5:53 to go in the game. Far right wing, Machino. Good overplay in the post by Botkins, which clamps down on the ball and steals. Botkins up the floor, Machino, collision, foul, Covington, one and one, Botkins. And to the free throw line for Botkins, Eric Grevy. And here, Chuck, is where you can put a hurt on Covington. Only 14 fouls on Botkins, 8 on Covington, one and one with 5:49 to go. Eric Grevy calmly strokes it and hits. 40-39. Covington up one. Miller on the bench now for Covington with four fouls. Can't imagine Covington Buccaneers can go very long with him on the bench.
Not the way he's played offense.
I would expect head coach Matt Pond to get him back in at the four-minute TV timeout.
It's going to depend on how the score goes.
Yeah, exactly. 40-40, 5.5 to go in the game. 25 feet away, Covington's got the ball. It's Pond, shot fake. Deep left corner, Machino for three. Swish. Well, you knew sooner or later he was going to pop one in. He's made a couple threes, only three field goals. But that's a big one. Covington back up 43-40.
He keeps making them against the zone. There is no way I would zone them.
Outside the arc, Fullenkamp for Botkins. Head coach Brett Meyer, I think, when the shot went through, got up off his chair and sighed. I could read his lips. He was saying the same thing you did, Chuck. My goodness, why did I zone that possession?
Well, I mean, I can understand the zone, but if you're not going to go get him in the corner, he's going to kill you.
Almost have to man-to-man him, spy on him tightly. Don't let him out of your sight. Here's good teamwork by Botkins, thrown into the lane. Little short turnaround J by Eric Grevy, blocked away by Covington. Buccaneers hustle up ahead, and a two-shot foul at the other end as Covington whipped Botkins in getting down the floor. And with 4:47 to go here in the fourth quarter, Covington now has Bly at the stripe, two free throws. A chance to edge the lead to five. Free throw by Bly, good. 44-40 Covington. 4:47 to go. Botkins led 35-32 at the start of the quarter, but Covington, Chuck, has rammed home 12 points in a little over 3 minutes. The free throw lips the rim. Rebound down to Flora of Botkins. Up ahead to Fullenkamp. Fullenkamp, 25 feet away, goes to Flora, left side of the court. Fakes right, goes left, running one-hander. Flora, short, no good. Rebound hits the floor. Covington's got it. Tough possession right there. Botkins came up empty. Here's Pond outside the arc. Right wing to Sowers. Here's Bly, top of the key, foul line. Twisting shot in the lane. No good. Rebound swatted by Atkinson. Kept alive down low by Machino. Machino scores. 46-40 Covington. 4:07 to go. Three-point shot, Flora. Botkins short, no good. Rebound Atkinson to Covington. 4 minutes left. For the next minute, critical for Botkins. 25 feet away. Dribbling with the basketball for Covington, way out on the floor. is the Buccaneers. Bly gives it off to Atkinson, back to the basket. Now Bly, five team fouls on Botkins. Luke Bergman on Nathan Bly, near center court. Near side Atkinson. Right wing Jace Pond to Machine over the corner. He's double teamed. He's in some hot water. Very bad pass, intercepted by Flora. Excellent D by Botkins to create the turnover. Quickly, Fullenkamp, right corner, doesn't shoot. Foul line it goes. Inside to Bergman. Oh, a soft touch pass. Broken up by Covington. Stolen by the Buccaneers. Covington can't get a timeout before a walk is called. 3:12 to go. Botkins gets another chance. Time out, Buccaneers. 3 minutes, 12 seconds remaining. 46-40 in favor of Covington. We're back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 3:12 to play here in the fourth quarter. Covington 46, Botkins 40. It's been a difficult fourth quarter for Botkins, only 5 points in the period. Fullenkamp inbounds, deep in the left corner, on top to Luke Bergman, back to Fullenkamp. Chad Bergman is being held by two players on the interior. Now Flora, Fullenkamp, Flora left corner, back to Fullenkamp. Uh-oh! He started to make a move toward the basket. A little alley opened up. In his anxiety, he didn't get the ball down on the court soon enough before making the quick move, and the referee was right on top of it. Traveling violation hurts Botkins right there. Covington up six with the ball. Buccaneers inbound to Machino, and you can bet Machino and Bly will handle it often during this offensive set by Covington. Five team fouls on Botkins. Bounce pass right corner, goes on the plate to Pond, out back to Bly. He darts down the lane, not guarded. Left hand driving layup, got it. Nathan Bly lifts Covington to the 8-point cushion. Here's Fullenkamp on the arc. Throws into the lane to Chad. Chad Bergman's doubled. To Fullenkamp, 10-footer, straight away, missed it short, no good. Big-time rebound down inside to Flora, no. Bergman's got it, foul, Covington. Tim Botkins missed a couple pretty easy ones right there. Bergman's got to earn them at the stripe. Botkins still within range. And that was the fifth foul on Trevor Miller of Covington. He's out. 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. 48-40, 8-point lead for the Covington Buccaneers. Have really put the clamps on Botkins' offense in the fourth period.
Yeah, they have really got away from Bergman, taking some silly shots. Miller was a stud tonight. He was the difference in this basketball game.
That's a good description. He was the stud on the floor tonight. Came in averaging 12, Machino 18. But it's been Miller, the high point man by far. How many for him, Chuck? Trevor Miller
ended up with 19.
19 for Trevor before fouling out. Botkins just misfired on the 1-1, and Covington's got the rebound. 2:11 to play in the game. Here's Pond, 25 feet away. Right side pass. Goes to Bly, spin move. Baseline right, reverse layup. Machino, no. A shove before the shot. Minute 59 left. Common foul, out of bounds to Covington, baseline left of the goal.
Winner of this game gets Jackson Center in the second game of two on Wednesday night at 7:30. Deep left corner, Bly passed up the three, gave it up to Pond.
Good choice.
Who circles on top, intercepted by Fullenkamp. One-on-one, missed it, no good, hacking foul, Pond. That was a good personal foul by Covington, denying Fullenkamp the driving layup. Made sure he didn't score.
Well, Bly didn't take the three, which they didn't need, even though he was wide open. And after they turned it, you're right, Pond fouled to make sure he couldn't make the layup.
Here is Fullenkamp for Botkins. 1-1. He bags this one. 48-41. 7-point lead, Covington. Minute 48 to play in the fourth quarter. Free throw number two by Fullenkamp. Yes. 48-42. Covington to six. Here is a long football pass down the floor by Covington, intercepted by Chad Bozeman, who falls to the ground and gets a timeout before traveling. The referee gave it to him. Covington bench is red hot. Red hot. Well, I fault Covington for trying to throw 60 feet over the top of Chad Bozeman.
Yeah, that was kind of silly. I mean, they're up 6 points. They don't need to be running plays like that.
No.
And Covington bench lucky they didn't get teed up right there. That would be a really silly thing to have happen.
A technical might have been an order right there. The official looked at the bench and gave the tighten the lip signal.
Yep.
Covington shut it down pretty fast, or the tee might have been signaled. 48-42, Botkins ball, still a minute 46 to go. Oh, what a heck of a time for Botkins' first three-pointer of the night, Chuck.
This is a critical possession right here. They can come out empty on this one.
Now, Botkins, at the very least, has got to have two free throws. Fullenkamp at midcourt. Botkins down six. Minute 40 to play. Left side, Flora. Looks into the corner. Gives it to Luke Bergman. Very good three-point shooter. He dribbles into the lane. Shot is blocked. What a play by Covington. Atkinson got a fist on it, smacked it to the ground. Buccaneers in backcourt, minute 20 to go. Bly dribbles up the floor, lower to the left. Atkinson, layup good. Fine teamwork by the Buccaneers, a lead by eight. Deep left corner, Flora. Out on top it goes to Grevy. Eric Grevy's got the ball, foul committed by Covington. 50-42 in favor of Botkins. With a minute 13 to go. And that was foul number 10 on Covington. Double bonus here for Eric Grevy. Covington did not need that foul. Free throw, Grevy. Front rim. Plunk. It goes in. 50-43. Second shot here for Grevy. Minute 13 left. Grevy drops the knees, aims, it is rolling around, coming off. Rebound, though, Chad Bergman, baseline left. Throws on the arc. Baseline right to Flora. Flora's bear hug beneath the basket by Covington, which blocks the shot. Ball loose on the floor, and it's scraped away by Botkins. Botkins still has it, now to Fullenkamp. 56 seconds to go. Three try by Flora, didn't hit the rim. Rebound to Bryant, Covington. Down the right side, holding foul on Botkins. 51.3 to go in the game. 50-43 in favor of Covington. Big 1-1 here for Nathan Bly, the Buccaneers. Covington coaching staff signaling block out to the players. Free throw here by Bly. It's good. Covington leads by eight, 51-43. Second shot here by Bly. 10 team fouls in Covington, seven in Botkins. Covington trying to inch the lead to nine, and the Buccaneers do it. 52-43. Botkins in a world of hurt now. Not having made a three all night, they're behind the three-pointers. Skip pass, cross-court, Fullenkamp. He guns a three, overshot it, air ball, out of bounds. Bodkins unofficially, Chuck, by my count, 0-for-15 behind the arc. Yeah, they haven't made one, and they haven't made too many baskets at all. And I've just down crunch time, Covington doing everything they need to do to win this basketball game. Buccaneers making the plays in the last 2 minutes. Here is Sowers in backcourt, grabbed on the play by Bodkins' Eric Grebe. Buccaneers making the plays down the stretch to win this game.
Yep, they handled the pressure. They took care of Bodkins, made a run at him. They battled back, and they pulled away here.
And I'll tell you what, Chuck, this shapes up as a very good game on Wednesday night. Black and white Covington, black and orange Jackson Center. Because Covington's got some playmakers. I tell you what, if Covington can keep this score down on Wednesday against Jackson Center in the 40s and not let Jackson Center spurt to the mid or upper 50s, Covington can give the Tigers all they want. One free throw made, one missed by Bodkins, but then unnecessarily Covington commits a blocking foul with 32 seconds to go.
That happens because they're kids.
Well, you want to guard. You don't want to let your man drive by. You got to shift your feet. If he does drive and score a layup, the clock keeps running. Free throw, too hard, no good. Eric Grebe missed it. 53-43 Covington. 32 point to go.
Bodkins doesn't have a field goal in the fourth quarter.
Bodkins had 35 at the end of three, 8 free throws in the fourth, make it 9 foul shots in the fourth for Bodkins, which is down 53-44. Tell you what, Coach Pond and his coaching staff and players have made the plays in the last 2 minutes of this game. Maybe a couple of unnecessary fouls. We got a foul in backcourt as Machino zips up the near side. And Machino strolls to the stripe for Covington. 9-point lead, Buccaneers, 29.6 left. Machino was virtually stopped cold, Chuck, for three quarters. What do you have after three periods?
He had 6 at the end of three. He's now got 12.
Tell you what, if Brett Meyer would have been told before the game that Machino would have been riveted by Bodkins' defense and held down to only 6 points at the end of three quarters, Coach Meyer would have said 11. Well, he did lead by 3. Bodkins did lead by 3 at the end of three, right. But Covington has put on a real good fourth quarter. Timeout called as Covington leads by 9, 53-45. We'll keep it right here, Chuck. Inform our web listeners about our upcoming schedule Tuesday night. We've got a doubleheader from right back here at Picklip. Rushi Lehman Catholic game 1, webcast time 5:45, to be followed by Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley, tip off at 7:30. On Wednesday night, we've got Jackson Center Covington in game 2. That contest is preceded by Triad against Fairlawn, webcast time on Wednesday at 5:45.
Yeah, that second game should be a heck of a basketball game.
Here's the ball lobbed in play by Covington, and a foul committed by Luke Bergman against Atkinson of Covington. He's come off the bench, Chuck Atkinson, and given a real good account of himself.
I'll tell you what, I mean, Atkinson and Miller, Bly, they've had some kids come out here and step up in the absence of Machino scoring like he usually does.
Yeah, Sowers is pretty
Sowers formidable. Has been pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, he's been strong in the paint. His Covington team has got the makings to give Jackson Center a real good contest. Free throw missed by Atkinson. Second shot also no good. And the out official makes a call on a loose ball rebound. And Covington's over the back. But I've said that the Buccaneers have made the plays down the stretch to pull away and win. They've made the plays to pull away. They haven't won yet because they continue to foul and stop the clock. 25 seconds to go. Discussion occurring right in front of us. A referee and head coach Matt Pond.
Still 25 seconds to go. Bodkins down by 9, 53-44. Chad Bergman aiming for 20 points here, maybe. It's up and good on the free throw, but Chad, what's he got, 18?
Got 18 now.
This one will leave him one short at 19. He makes two. 53-46, Covington. 25 seconds to go. 19 points from Chad Bergman, but unfortunately only 27 from the rest of the club. And Bodkins has, in my recollection, Chuck, not made even a mid-range jump shot in this game.
No, they have not scored from the outside at all.
Here's Covington up the right side of the floor, and dribbling is Bly away from traffic, reaching out to hold is Nolan Grevy. And that just extends the inevitable. 17.8 to go. 7-point lead. Covington, Bly at the free throw line. Covington Buccaneers have got a mix of solid players. They are athletic. We're looking forward to that twin bill next Wednesday night. Triad Fairlawn, Jackson Center, Covington.
That's going to be a good night.
Both free throws good by Bly. 9-point lead. Covington again. 55-46. 12 seconds to go in the game. Deep in the right corner, Fullenkamp for Bodkins. Fades away, shoots the three, air ball. Bodkins can't save inbounds. Covington possession, 9-point game, Buccaneers. Quick substitution, Murphy back on the floor at guard for Covington. Inbounding is Bodkins, and we're going to say goodbye, Chuck, to numerous outstanding student athletes for Bodkins who will graduate this spring. A host of 12th graders, solid players on the court, outstanding ambassadors for Bodkins High School, superb students in the classroom, and I'm talking about these young men on the roster listed as 12th graders: Ryan Egbert, Aaron Fullenkamp, Jacob Roberts, Eric Grevy, Cameron Flora, Nolan Grevy, and Chad Bergman, all seniors for Bodkins. Ethan Butcher now on the floor for Bodkins, a sophomore. Alex Judy in as well, a junior. Here's Covington dribbling away. The final seconds and backcourt access. The Covington Buccaneers overcome a 3-point deficit, 35-32, at the end of three, and put up 23 on the board in the fourth, while holding Bodkins without a bucket in the fourth and final quarter, and Covington wins it by 9, 55-46. Chuck, a scoring recap from you and our Clancy Star of the Game recipients. Might as well give one to a Covington player in addition.
On the Bodkins side, Chad Bergman, 19, and Eric Grevy scored 15. Chad Bergman will be our Clancy's player of the game. On the other side, Trevor Miller scored 19 points. He was terrific. And then Machino scored 12. Those were the two in double figures. Nathan Bly scored 7 points all in the fourth quarter, made a bunch of free throws. And Tristan Sauer also scored 7. They don't get a Clancy's, but if they did, it would go to Trevor Miller.
Let's give one.
Oh, let's give him one. Okay, Trevor Miller is our Clancy's Covington player of the game.
Trevor Miller wins the honor for Covington. He pumped in 19. Chad Bergman, also 19 for Bodkins. They earn the honors here tonight. Brought to you by Clancy's. They are the stars of the game. Trevor Miller, Covington, Chad Bergman, Bodkins, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to Garbage Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School. We've got music playing, fans filtering out. It was a scintillating third game of the night, easy for me to say. Scintillating, entertaining, exciting. It was a good one. It was a good one. Went right down to the last couple minutes. Botkins was stymied offensively in the fourth quarter. Couldn't produce a field goal. Covington ran its offense nicely and produced a 23-point game-winning fourth quarter en route to a 55-46 decision over Botkins, which led 35-32 at the end of three.
Yeah, Covington did what they had to do in the fourth quarter. I mean, first of all, Botkins didn't score a basket. But secondly, they were terrific. I mean, Machino scored six in the fourth quarter. They got five out of Miller before he fouled out. They got seven out of Bly in the fourth quarter. And they got three out of Sowers. They just absolutely dominated in the fourth quarter.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors. We ran down a number of sponsors midway through that fourth quarter, including Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, Covington wins our third game of the night by 9 over Botkins. Gratitude to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, additional location now in Troy, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass, new location. It's now in Fort Loramie for AAG Inc. Used to be in Clayton. Jason Meyer, the owner, AAG Inc., now in Fort Loramie. And thanks so much to Sydney Car Care, located on 4th Avenue in Sydney, 1080 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Outstanding car repair service provided by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, the co-owners and their technicians. Very fair in terms of price, prompt service, honest with you about what your car needs in order to get fixed. Sydney Car Care, phone 492-9495, 492-9495. Primary Eye Care Associates in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Ferris, and Troy. Taking care of the vision and eye health for a lifetime of our friends, families, and communities here in West Central Ohio. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy, locations for Primary Eye Care Associates. A new location in Fort Loramie, now at 700 East Park, no longer 20 South Main, now at 700 East Park. On the web at primaryeyecare.org, primaryeyecare.org. Primary Eye Care Associates, accepting new patients, most insurance coverages, open weeknight evenings and Saturday morning as well. And gratitude to Francis Schulte Company, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Francis Schulte proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, also promoted by us right here on scoresbroadcast.com. On the web at francisschulte.com, that's Schulte, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. The building market knows Francis Schulte as a fine distributor for many high-quality building products, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Pickwa. Again, recapping the day's outcomes. Jackson Center over Houston, upper bracket girls sectional final at Sydney. Fort Loramie defeated Botkins in the lower bracket sectional championship. And here tonight, right here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, Division IV boys action. It was Triad by 18 over Riverside. Jackson Center blew out Ansonia, and Covington defeated Botkins by 9. Until Tuesday night, so long, everybody. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I tell you, the team that can be replaced, I never really thought.